Welcome to the Project Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Gorey, mom of a sweet baby girl and an ever-evolving entrepreneur. On this show, we will explore the intersection of motherhood and entrepreneurship. We will share stories of moms just like you and me with the goal of fostering community and comfort in knowing that we are not alone in our experiences. Please take a moment to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to ensure you get all the updated episodes and releases. Welcome to today's episode of the Project Mom Podcast. Today's episode will be the last episode of the year and of season two. So I wanted to take just a little bit of time to reflect on what we heard in these past 29 episodes and share what's coming up for me in this podcast. First off, thank you. I am so grateful for you to be on this journey with me and supporting this project, which has given me an opportunity to really honor the parts of me that exist outside of motherhood and business. And by the time that you are listening to this, I will be on a maternity leave, and most likely, hopefully, snuggling with my little boy. My team has worked incredibly hard to get these episodes out on time and support my forward momentum while I focus on my number one priority at the moment, which is my family. I am so grateful for my editing team and social team. I feel so good about this season and what's in store for us next year. It really is truly amazing what you can do when you have a team that aligns with you in pace and goals and in motivation. Haley at Heart Centered Podcasting is incredible. So please check her out, support her work. Without her, I really could not have done this season and prep for maternity leave as well as I've been able to. It's interesting trying to plan for a maternity leave when you work for yourself. Right? When you're the one dictating the schedule and having to be self-motivated, there really isn't anyone else you have to report to, right? It's up to you to determine how to support your clients, your forward momentum, your growth, so that you can continue to build on what you've created up until now. It was extremely important to me to plan out what I wanted to keep running while I was stepping away and essentially out of the office. On the VA work front, right? It was simple enough for me to make sure, you know, all new proposals that went out took into consideration a project end date of October 1st, and that all existing projects could be wrapped up by the same date as well. As for the podcast, it took a little bit more planning. I knew I wanted to continue to release episodes through December, right, to wrap up the year in season two. So I spent just over 2 months bulk recording to provide Haley and her team the time that they would need to edit and batch out content that we would then import into systems that allowed us to schedule it out. And I really felt it was crucial that I had Haley and her team really help me execute this plan because they alleviated a lot of the bulk of the work that goes into the details of each episode and its promotion. So my biggest takeaway here, and one of a few, is first things first, get yourself a team, right, to tackle some of the behind-the-scenes workloads to get ahead, right? Don't convince yourself or force yourself or, you know, make yourself do it all by yourself. Is there somebody who can help you alleviate some of the immediacy of these tasks in order to support yourself later on? The second thing I really came to appreciate as I was planning ahead to take some time off is systems, right? How can we automate and leverage certain systems in order to kind of take the workload off our plate? And some of the big ones for me were, right, using your email system to send out automated email follow-ups. You know, can you leverage out of office templates and replies in order to provide general information to clients or potential clients or podcast guests, right? What are some of the common email requests or questions that you get regularly? And can you include some of that general info in your out of office response? For me, this was a big one, right? So this way, I'm able to get them that information now versus waiting to respond individually when I get back in a few months, right? So take some of that off your plate, right? Haley and her team have helped me with systems around, you know, scheduling social media content and leveraging, you know, the podcast hosting platforms and stuff to really work in our favor. And I appreciate the insight that her and her team really bring to the table to start leveraging these systems. So those are my two big things, right? Get a team to help you and leverage their expertise and set some systems in place to take the workload off. And I will say too, right, with the goal of transparency, yes, I'm sure I'm still checking emails, but there are better ways for me to enjoy and nurture both priorities in my life. As a part-time podcast host and, you know, evolving entrepreneur, it was really important for me to not sacrifice my goals as I grow my family. Both are vitally important to me and to my identity and my sanity and my goal. As I spend time with my family is to trust that the work that I have done is still there and making an impact in this community that I'm fostering and loving. So with that, I want to spend a little time focusing on that community and that love that's giving back and giving back to me. So I want to look back on season two. We had some amazing guests on the show, and some of the trends and themes that we saw this season were around boundaries, around supporting ourselves with a mental reframe, right? Can we choose to stop comparing ourselves to those around us and focus on the growth that we've made compared to our past selves, right? We've also focused on, you know, conversations around identifying stories and narratives that are no longer serving us and using our emotions and feelings to tap into our true needs and desires. And from there, right, creating inspired action. We've talked a lot about outsourcing, right? Leveraging somebody else's expertise to move your business forward. It really has been an incredible 29 episodes. So as I look to the future, right, for work, for, you know, virtual assistant support, right, I will be taking on clients again. So if you're looking for somebody come January to tackle some stagnant work and take it off your plate, or to help you perhaps map out a maternity leave or a sabbatical for yourself, please reach out. There's no long-term retainer or commitment on my end, just project by project, right? My goal is to help busy moms and business owners tackle some of their to-do list that will help move forward the business. And not just financially, right? But also in terms of all your success metrics, whether that be time back with your family, feeling good in your work and your efforts, right? Et cetera. However that looks to you, my goal is to help you do it. As for the podcast, I'm launching season three. I will be interviewing some amazing guests who support mompreneurs and are mompreneurs themselves. And I'm extremely excited to get back in the recording studio because we've had so much interest already in season three and really have some incredible guests in the pipeline. The recording will hopefully begin to take place in February and March of 2024 so we can get these stories and inspirations back out there for all of you listening to keep that inspiration and momentum going. If there is a specific topic that you want to hear about or someone whose story you think would resonate, please reach out. Send me an email, find me on Instagram, Project Mom Podcast. Find a way and share their story with me. And if anything, just don't forget to leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please help me get in front of more moms and entrepreneurs who will benefit from hearing these inspired stories and getting curious about their own journeys. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, please help us out and leave a review wherever you listen and consider sharing with your friends. If you're interested in learning a bit more about the project or want to share your story, please visit our website linked in our show notes below.